is In the Know for Tuesday, April 16, the 107th day of 2024. There are 259 days left in the year. Good morning, MB, guiding you through In the Know at K105 on Litchfield's Country Station 103.9 The Moose, live online at K105.com via the Apple and Android smartphone app, using the SoundCloud, iTunes, or Spotify podcast, on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitter, and the hashtag is In the Know. Coming up today, we'll update you on the latest news headlines from around the community, the county, the Commonwealth, and the country, and spring sports action on tap for you yesterday. Also, the first recruit of the Mark Pope era is official. We've got that and a whole lot more coming up today here on In the Know. He is the five-time winner of the coveted Ohio News Hawk Award. He's the two-time Silver Sound nominee, covering every corner of the globe, London, Budapest, Rio, Tokyo, and even Litchfield. He's Sam Gormley and the Sports. Morning, Sam.
Morning, Ron.
How you doing?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm doing well. I saw Mark Pope got his first get, like a Colin Chandler, his name.
I think that's right. He's an interesting guy because he's technically a junior, but yet a freshman.
Okay.
He's been serving a two-year mission.
Oh, so this is the young man. Yeah, that's where they go on their mission trips to
Sierra Leone.
Yeah, Sierra Leone. And apparently they don't have barbers in Sierra Leone. I noticed he had a kind of a mop top kind of look to him. Did you see that?
Well, they also do, the kids call that style.
Oh, that style. I didn't realize that. Okay.
I know that our guests on the show, you know, that the mop top is not something that necessarily you two know a lot about. But.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah. Style and I departed a long time ago. So I got it now. Thanks for the clarification.
And listen, it's not like I have any room to talk about.
Over there, we say good morning and welcome. First Baptist Church Litchfield knows him as their associate pastor. The Internal Revenue Service especially knows him as Dennis C. Cook.
You and I
lovingly know him as
Yukon
Cornelius.
Hey, that's really good.
Morning, Humble Bumble.
Good morning, everybody. How we doing?
Doing well. How about you?
Doing really good. Excited about the Pope era.
But you're not Catholic, you're Protestant.
Well, yeah, I didn't post that online this weekend because I thought there'd be some confusion and a lot of clarification might be necessary. So I've refrained from that, but I am, for the first time in my life, cheering on the Pope as a Baptist minister. Which
I should say, a Pope.
Okay, yeah, a Pope. Marcus Pope.
M. Pope.
M. Pope, I like it.
Mark has suddenly become a very popular name in the Commonwealth.
Yes, I've said Mark Stoops a few times this weekend while holding in my excitement for Pope accidentally. So back and forth, Tom Leach did it on the radio show last night as well. So I'm not alone in that, but I'm super excited.
I have it on good authority. You all are celebrating a big birthday today.
Huge day today for us. Gracie Lou is 21 years old today, and I just can't believe it. But she is 21 years old. It just seems like just yesterday. I was at the hospital awaiting her arrival. So in a blink of an eye, it happened just like that. She's 21.
You've gone through these milestones, high school graduation and then 18 and multiple high school graduations. But does this one feel different because she's a bona fide adult now?
Yeah, well, I've really considered her that since she's been in high school. You know, she's acted that way. She's been very independent in pursuing her dreams and things like that. It's different for me this time because of what's coming next month with her move. So the numbers, not so much. It's just the circumstance of what's happening next month with the more permanent move for her. So happy for her, excited for her. We get to celebrate with her tonight.
There are worse places to visit, though, than where she's going. So
that's true. Okay. That's true.
Might be a little expensive, but that's okay.
Yeah.
You can work that out. Warm and calm today before storms return overnight. We're going to see breezy today with gusts near 25 miles per hour. We'll see mainly cloudy skies today, a high of 86. Thunderstorms late tonight, a low of 66. And then could see some severe storms tomorrow with a high of 82. I saw President Trump in his courtroom yesterday. His trial got underway with jury selection, but no jurors were selected. I thought it was interesting. The judge reportedly just said, if you can't be impartial in this case, just go ahead and raise your hand. And they had about 40-something people raise their hand. They said, okay, you all can leave. Probably save several days in jury voir dire that way, just by getting people to admit to their lack of impartiality.
That's got to be the hardest jury to set ever.
Absolutely. Well, that's some of what they're arguing, that there's no way to get a free trial or a fair trial in New York. I'm not sure you can do it anywhere in the country. Maybe
you
got to go to
Litchfield.
No, absolutely not. Maybe you got to go to Sierra Leone to get an impartial jury. I don't know. But so anyway, that's in one of the national headlines. Closer to home, a Grayson County boy has been seriously injured in an ATV accident. This happened last night about 7. The Annetta Fire, Grayson County EMS, and the Sheriff's Office responded to Cut Off Road after a 13-year-old boy had an ATV accident on private property. First responders found he had been riding an ATV when apparently lost control. It was ejected from the rear of the vehicle, which fell on top of him. The Clarkson Fire Department set up a landing zone at the Clarkson Ballpark, where the victim was airlifted to a hospital. So prayers for his safe recovery.
Absolutely.
Don't have any updated information on that. The city of Litchfield will soon likely have a second code enforcement officer. At last night's council meeting, council members heard the first reading of an amended ordinance calling for the city to have as many as 2 code enforcement officers, as the current ordinance just stipulates the city employs only one. Currently, Tyler Harrell serves as the city's lone code enforcement officer. Dalton McStoots, though, has been working with Tyler for some time. In fact, he was directly involved in the code enforcement situation Friday and yesterday at the Litchfield area business that they did go ahead and finish up yesterday. The second and final reading of the amended ordinance will presumably be voted on at the next council meeting on May 6. They also had an executive session which they discussed land acquisition near the Public Works department there on 510 South English Street. They discussed some pending litigation and then also approved or accepted the recommendation of a couple of zone change requests from the Litchfield Planning Commission. So that's what happened last evening. A driver has been airlifted following a logging truck flipping onto its top in Ohio County. The Sheriff Adam Wright said deputies and the Centertown Fire Department yesterday afternoon were dispatched to Lone Star Road, which is east of Centertown. First responders found the driver trapped inside the cab of the truck. Centertown FD extricated the driver, who was then airlifted to a hospital. Police in Hardin County are looking for a convicted sex offender who held a woman at gunpoint in her home. The Hardin County Sheriff's Office responded Sunday morning at 5:30 to a residence in South Boundary Road near Radcliffe. Dispatch received a third-party call regarding a man pointing a firearm at the female. Prior to arriving at the scene, the victim was able to hide from the suspect, which is a 45-year-old June Noel Jordan of Radcliffe. Somewhere in the home, deputies could not get anyone to come to the door, so a search warrant was obtained and entry was made. The victim was uninjured, was located hiding in the residence. Police searched for Jordan, but he was not on the property. Jordan was on the lookout now, or they are on the lookout for him, and you see his photo if you're watching. The biennial budgetary legislative session ended yesterday about 7:45 last night, so they unless they were to be called back into session for some really dynamic reason by the governor, the session is complete, and they did get a budget passed. They wrapped up with tributes to retiring lawmakers, which we'll talk about in just a moment, but they moved forward a bill which is aimed to improve the math skills of Kentucky students. That one final passage yesterday. They also sent the Momnibus bill, which it's affectionately being called, to the governor. And now he will review those things. They do not obviously have a chance to override any veto action by him because they use their allotted number of days. Another thing they did, another bill winning final passage yesterday, is a regulatory follow-up to last year's action by lawmakers that legalized medical marijuana in the Bluegrass State starting in 2025. Now, one of the things they changed, during the session they were unsure about how it was going to be funded, and so it looked a little bit cloudy, but that did get resolved. But beginning early next year, the state has a program for implementation of medical marijuana in the state. And it's got a list of approved conditions that it would qualify for. But this footnote stood out to me, and I don't have any more information than just the sentence, and I'll be anxious to ask a legislator about it. It says, local governments and schools will be allowed to opt out of the state program. So what does that mean entirely? For many years, and we have very few remaining in Kentucky, you had what were called dry counties, where alcohol was not available for sale, was not about available for legal sale in a community, and so it was commonly called dry. Well, I don't know if the opt-out of the state program is akin to that, and if local municipalities can just say, no, we're not going to allow that for sale or use in our community. I think that would be, that would probably be unwise, because the state has decided to implement a program that legitimizes it as a medicine. But I am kind of curious to know if there was a loophole created there. But then furthermore, it says that the school could opt out of it as well. When we mean schools, do we mean universities? Do we mean, so I've got more questions than I have answers on that. And I don't know what the equivalent, the marijuana-free community, or where it was not for sale, we would call it dry or wet. In when it comes to medical marijuana, I don't know how you would, what term you would use to explain what it is and what it is not.
Well, like, do you know a legislator that you can ask?
I do. I know a couple. One of them, I'm hoping she will be with us in the next few days. Looking forward to getting more explanation
on
that.
She knows one of the questions you're going to ask now.
She does. I've telegraphed my question to her, so she should have a great answer when we speak. Senate Majority Leader Damon Thayer ended his 21 years in office yesterday. Apparently, we've not heard the last of him. He was asked what he intends to do following his work in the legislature, and he said, stay tuned. So I don't know what that means. But he said he never imagined he would spend 21 years in the Senate. He said, in fact, I was surprised that I lasted long enough for both of my children to be able to vote for me in the last election. So I guess they were little when he started serving as a legislator. The legislature, one of the last things they did this session, they did confirm Robbie Fletcher as the next state education commissioner. So he was selected by the state board in recent weeks, and now he's been confirmed by the legislature. So we do have a new head of the Kentucky Department of Education. Now, we started the show by telling you that Mark Pope has his first apparently official recruit, and this is a young man who was recruited to BYU by Mark Pope, but then went on a two-year mission trip to, as Sam mentioned, Sierra Leone, and now he is returning. He's the age of a junior, but he has 4 years of eligibility remaining. And my guess is if he was good enough to play in Mark Pope's system 2 years ago, then Mark Pope considers him good enough to play in his system now. This is in the wake of, we learned yesterday, Big Z is headed to Arkansas. I guess that's no real surprise there. Although, Sam, you made an argument that he should stay in Kentucky.
Yes. Yes, I think he would have been a good fit. But also from what I wanted, from what I was reading, it sounds like he dealt with a lot of immaturity. And
yes.
I think it was more of just, like, I think it was just that adjustment. And part of that is, I mean, he's living across the world from everything he's ever known. And so I don't know if that was the reason or if it just wasn't a good fit. Or he just, with that, wanted to have somebody he felt very comfortable with because he had, in that being Cal. And you can't really, can't fault a kid for that since he's literally living across the world from... It's not like his mom and dad can jump in the car and be there in, you know, in 12 hours, you know, or something like that. It's not an easy adjustment for them.
Coaches are either father figures or surrogate father figures in a lot of athletes' lives.
Or mother figures, you know, in women's basketball and such, too.
That's right. And because he is so far from home, my guess is he has latched on somewhat, not just to Cal, but as we learned yesterday, and anticipated, basically the same exact staff. So rather than feel confident in the surroundings where he has lived for the last better part of a year, he is deciding to go with the people that he has surrounded himself over the last better part of a year. So because it will be, it will look different, it will feel different. The places he goes for this and goes for that will be completely different. But it shows you sometimes the culture versus the geography that you're in is what you prefer. But I agree with you. And Dennis, I observed what I perceived to be quite a bit of immature behavior on his part, very childlike at times.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't necessarily put all that together from where I was watching, but at the same time, I can agree with Sam at the latter of his points of, you know, Cal is the one that fought for him. You know, to Big Z, Kentucky didn't fight for him. Cal was fighting for him every day. And that's, I think that's the way he's looking at it. So he's going to go with where his safety and security measures are, and it's with him and that staff. And I wish them nothing but the best. But, you know, for me, my eyes are looking forward to a fresh start. So, you know, yeah. I'm just assuming everybody's gone. You know, everybody right now officially, but Shepherd and is it Burks is committed to do something different. So it's a clean slate.
What about Walker Horn and Kareem Watkins? They were there. Are we just?
Are they managers?
Are they chopped liver? No, they're walk-ons. Oh, they're still there.
Onyenzo said yesterday forget the transfer portal. He says he's ready for the NBA draft. So good luck to him. You know, DJ Wagner is in the portal but says he hasn't made a decision. There's no way he doesn't follow Cal because of the Wagner's relationship with Cal. But even if he didn't, I could see him also going to Louisville because of their affiliation with the U of L program there. So whether you want to go granddad's route or you go dad's route, I don't know.
But I would assume granddad no longer has a job there.
Well, that's true. Absolutely. I would presume that too, but it would not surprise me completely. But it's going to be interesting to see if Mark Pope is coming at this. You've got to be willing to put the university first, you know, put the jersey first and put you second. I think he's going to weed out a whole lot of people in a hurry because it is completely, as we heard, you know, Matt, and we've heard many people say, this is going to be completely different from a players first program to a fans first program, or at least that's the way it's being presented to us by the new coach. But it will be interesting to see how it shakes out. But once he gets a marquee get, like once he gets somebody in the boat where you go, ah, yeah, that was a big swing and you got that, people are just going to be waiting for it to happen. So it's going to be a dynamic very few weeks in that regard. Caitlin Clark was taken number one in the WNBA draft by the Indiana Fever. No surprise there. And then Cougar baseball, I heard the term whitewashed used. They were in a convincing victory over Whitesville yesterday.
Did I use that term?
Ken did.
Oh, I was like, I didn't remember saying that. That doesn't seem like a word that's in my vocabulary. Yeah, no, they picked up a 14-1 win against Whitesville Trinity in baseball last night. Gage Napier had a no-hitter until two outs in the fifth, which would have closed it out, and it was a little blooper that, you know, just one of those that it was like, really, that's the hit you're going to get? Like,
it
wasn't even a flare.
Yeah.
Like, it was like in between I don't even know what to describe it as, but they got the hit. Gage ended up closing it down. He had a great game. He had 8 strikeouts, 3 RBIs, triple. Pretty much did everything except, well, I guess he couldn't drive the bus home since it was at Donnelly Field, but still. So now they will head to Whitesville today to kind of finish up that 2-game set. Softball had a rough first inning and couldn't recover last night against Whitesville at home. They travel. They head to downtown Browntown today.
Shouldn't they just have all met in Fordsville and sorted these things out? Because that seemingly would have made more attention. Whitesville comes here yesterday. We're going there tomorrow or today. So, anyway, who knows? That might make too much sense. They have a great facility in Fordsville, I understand. Let's get to a break. We'll come back. Got more on the way. Dennis Cook is our guest co-host today here on In the Know. Today is Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day. It is Eggs Benedict Day. Boy, Christy J. Buckles loves Eggs Benedict. It is World Voice Day. Initiated in 1999 as a celebration of the phenomenon of voice as a tool of communication. Big fan.
Yeah.
It's also live. Yeah. Librarian Day today, honoring Dewey Decimal devotees everywhere. But don't say it too loudly. Dennis looks like he's coming to us from his library today.
Fun fact about UConn, I worked in the Ohio County Public Library for 2 summers. And then after I graduated college, one of my jobs as a bivocational minister, I was a full-time library assistant at the University of Southern Indiana. So I have some library experience. So happy Librarians Day to all my friends out there.
Wow. So you and Bruce Pearl both spent time on the USI campus.
We did. I was at Kentucky Wesleyan while it was Ray Harper versus Bruce Pearl as well.
I see.
There during those days.
Well, you just get around. I also maybe explains, I know one of the things that young Mr. Alex was considering at one point in time was maybe a role at the public library. So trying to encourage him to follow
That's
in
correct.
Dad's footsteps.
All right. That's so. Correct. That's
all
correct.
Right, that makes good sense. Happy Librarians Day to all those who celebrate.
Very quietly.
Yes, quietly they do. A new survey says the most stressful time of day is 8:15 a.m. So the morning rush inside the house might be more frustrating than the one that awaits many of us on the way to work, but apparently the most stressful time of day, 8:15 a.m. A.M.
All right. Isn't it for us, 9:06?
No, probably not. By the time I get to that time, it's, you know, once you can get still and get in a place, it's okay. It's really when the routine gets messed with is when it gets a little bit, for me, gets more chaotic. But 5 ways to make the morning routine less stressful. Prepare the night before.
Yeah.
Establish and stick to a routine. Get up before the kids. Delegate responsibilities. You're running out of delegees, UConn.
I really am. Anybody want to help with some things?
You're really just down to one delegate because I know it's the Strawberry Queen who's delegating to you.
Absolutely.
So you can only pass the buck one time.
Yeah, and I do attempt to pass the buck. Often throughout the day, and it's usually met with bruh.
Yeah, from experience, I can tell that that's probably
bruh.
But mind you, he still does it. You know, he will eventually do what I've asked. It may take 2 or 3 times, but Alex is the most obedient. Alex would do whatever I asked at home the first time, every single time, stopping what he's doing. But then there's Trey with bruh.
it's a pretty good impression, I will say.
What?
All the time.
Chip off the old block.
I'm not your brother. I'm your father, son.
Well, biblically speaking. And fifth, limit technology in the morning. Limit technology in the morning should make you be less stressed.
I think that's awful late in the day for the most stressful time. I mean, by that time, you're already where you're supposed to be going, probably, and their kids are at school, and you're headed to work. I mean,
I'm wondering if the survey was taken from the majority of people in the Eastern time zone, because they work the 9 to 5, you know, our workday starts at 8.
Yeah.
A lot of places in the country, the workday starts at 9, which would put 8:15. Probably in the middle of a commute or the drop off at school or the
I assume it was college kids getting their work done right before the 9 a.m. class.
Maybe. But their 8:15 may be our 7:15, which
way too early.
Let's be real. A college kid, if it's a 9 a.m. class, 8:15, you're still in bed.
That's true.
Most
That's
likely.
True. Like is Alex C. Cook, I'm sure he rolls out and he's there. I mean, he gets there at 9, but he's probably.
Well, he has 3 8 a.m. classes, Ooh. Monday, Wednesday, Friday this semester. So he's getting there at 8, but I can't tell you what time he's waking up. He probably wakes up at 10.
7:47. Hines is teaming up with Mattel to bring us the mashups that we didn't know we needed. How did it take this long to come out with barbecue sauce?
Is it pink?
It is pink. It's barbecue sauce with a mayo, and it makes it pink. And they say it really dresses up a burger. But why would you want to eat Pepto-Bismol on your burger?
It dresses up a burger. Nice.
That's all I could.
Pepto-Bismol.
I know. I mean, the name is very clever. Why didn't they do this last year and come up with barbecue? I mean, hey, it's barbecue sauce. But they went one step further. Ketchup.
No.
Yes, they did. Really?
No, they didn't.
I have a picture of it. Barbecue sauce and ketchup.
Now, it's creative marketing. Don't get me wrong. I love
on the left-hand side, there's ketchup.
But why can't it just be barbecue and ketchup? Like, why can't they just be on it like cereal boxes, you know?
Is it Ken Hallett's face on it?
Mm-hmm. It's on the back.
No.
And it's got their collector's bottles. There are like five different poses of Ken Hallett, and you get to collect all. You get to collect all five.
What is it? Is it mixed with coffee or something?
Uh huh. Yeah, it's got a coffee. It's an Arabica flavor.
One with the microphone, one taking a picture, one at a computer.
I'd love to create the Ken Hallett, all of the different kinds. Oh, that would be fun.
The many faces. I like the creativity, but on some of these things, we're trying too hard.
Yeah.
It's just, okay, let's fix problems. Let's fix real problems. Let's, Cheetos wants you to try to make it through a full 24 hours using only your other hand. So they have recruited Jamal Murray, famous ambidextrous person, and their marketing campaign is using your off hand. So that your chingers don't impact the rest of your day. You can still have chingers, but you can still open a doorknob, or you can drive, or you can write, or you can. So they're saying you don't have to sacrifice one or the other if you just learn to use your other hand.
So dumb. Are we opposed to washing our hands with soap? I mean, have we gotten to that point?
Wetting our hands?
Did you go to George Washington? Have you ever been to Washington, D.C.?
I didn't know. I've been to Washington.
Okay.
I've been to Washington.
All right. Do you put your clothes in the clothes washer?
Washer. I've been washing some clothes, and I've got to wash my truck later.
I thought Trey was going to do that. That's one of the things you're supposed to delegate.
Bruh.
He's not working today, so what else has he got to do?
No telling.
He's busy getting an education. What he's going to become as a fully grown-up librarian. I ran across a list of easy certifications to achieve if you are so inclined. Okay. Teaching English as a foreign language is an easy certification to get. You just take a few online classes. I thought this was funny. Anyone can declare themselves an NBA free agent.
Yes.
I'm an NBA free agent.
So am I.
You two are an NBA free agent.
Mm-hmm. I had a friend a few years ago who entered the NBA draft. Sadly, he did get selected.
But if you're a free agent, you might as well flex your muscle and see what your marketability is. A licensed alligator trapping agent in Florida, you can get certified for
$50. Okay, $50
in Florida.
See, that's all fun and games until somebody calls you and says, hey, you're certified. Come get the gator out of my backyard.
Yeah, it would be
entertaining, though.
He's a marine biologist.
Entertaining to watch. Scuba diving. You can be a scuba diving certified.
Yeah,
there
was a place up in northern Kentucky right by my house growing up that was a scuba school. Which is interesting in northern Kentucky.
Don't. He did it.
What did
don't
you say?
Do it. Did they serve scuba snacks after class?
I knew it. I knew it was low-hanging fruit.
Bounty hunter. In some states, you don't even need a license to be a bounty hunter.
I'm going to need the details on that, please.
Nutritionist. It's not a protected term in the United States or the United Kingdom. So you can just decide you're a nutritionist. Hmm. A wilderness firefighter. And fireworks launching. Getting a license to launch professional-grade fireworks only takes one day-long class And three or four fingers.
I am an instructor for that certification, so.
You are?
If you're interested.
Congratulations.
Reach out.
Dennis, you may be surprised that this is a thing. There are some people out there who are incapable of hearing music. Less than 1% of the population suffers from amusia, or true tone deafness. They cannot recognize a melody, let alone tell two of them apart, and they are incapable of repeating a song, although they think they're doing it correctly. Have you ever met someone like that?
Yeah. Actually, on a serious note, there are a couple people in my church today who have talked to me about the difficulties they have hearing and the fact that they can't differentiate tones. And the lyrics mean so much to them when we're singing the familiar hymns of the faith because they can't necessarily sing it and they can't hear enough to keep up. But the words on the screen mean a lot. The closed captioning we show on our videos matter. So that is a real thing, and a couple people here at Litchfield deal with that. So, I mean, I can't imagine being that way, but Beethoven himself was the prolific composer of the classical era, and then yet later in his life he went deaf and started composing music based off of the vibrations he felt on the floor. So,
right.
Like, it's a real thing.
But to a person, and I'm similar, that where music is so innate inside you, like just to, there are musical people, and you are one, and I think I am one, where you can perform music, you hear music, but it doesn't seem like something you've learned to do. It just seems like something that's part of your being. It's hard for me to imagine someone who doesn't understand the joy or the pleasure of music. Because they can't differentiate the difference. I have similarly run into a person who does not interpret rhythm. You know, just a simple rhythmic 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, and that has always marveled me as well.
Yeah, it's amazing to think about, and the joy that you're missing out on. And I think we all have some sort of reaction to art, to the reciprocation of music in our lives and art and things like that, and the ability to get that out in worship and participate by singing and hearing things sung and performed and given as offerings of praise means something. And I think during COVID, when we went through that time when we couldn't do that, it meant a lot, and we came back.
Yeah.
We changed things.
Yeah, it made you appreciate it more, without a doubt. So, amusia is what it's called.
Interesting.
Got to get to a break. We'll come back. Got today's water cooler question, your chance to win, coming right up here on In the Know. Today's Did You Know is brought to you by Litchfield Funeral Home. Providing Grayson County with compassionate professional funeral, cremation, and pre-need services, Litchfield Funeral Home, celebrating life one family at a time. Call 259-4566 or litchfieldfh.com. Did you know Darth Vader is derived from Old Dutch, meaning dark father?
I think I've heard that before.
I feel like I've heard it, but I couldn't remember that if you quizzed me on where it came from. So, yeah, that's cool.
It was right there under our nose the whole time.
It really was.
As soon as the character was introduced, if we had been smart, we'd have said, oh, that means Dark Father.
Sure.
He's someone's father. So we wouldn't have had to even wait for the second movie to put it all together.
Mark Pope knew.
Spoiler alert.
Mark Pope knew.
He knew.
He knew?
He's smart.
Yeah, so you're, I mean, he is a Rhodes Scholar.
Hey.
Here's today's water cooler question. If you've not won in the last 30 days and you're 18 years of age or older, you qualify to win. You're going to text your answer to 270-259-6000. The World Wrestling Alliance is coming to the Grayson County High School on Saturday evening. I just looked at the bill. Dennis, I see you're involved. You and Sheriff Chaffins are in a loser leave town match.
Well, I can't speak on this without management present. So
I see. Okay.
Legally, all I can say is it seems like it's going to be a great night for the community.
Well, you all already sold out the first three rows for your big match. And coming off your appearance at WrestleMania, I'm
sure those are the dangerous rows, too. I mean, those are the rows where the magic happens. So
there's one.
You,
you're going to throw the sheriff off stage and throw him into the first couple rows or something? Like just a splash zone?
Come prepared is all I can say legally. Again,
one of the matches
is on standby.
Being billed as Falls Count Anywhere. So even out in the parking lot, Falls Count Anywhere. So just be prepared. You can have your choice of family four-pack of tickets to wrestling Saturday night at the high school, or you can choose two tickets to Arrival from Sweden, the ABBA tribute at River Park Center on April the 25th. But you must answer this question successfully, and that is, according to a survey, if you could hypnotize your spouse to do one thing, what was the number one answer? What would it be? If you could hypnotize your spouse, what would it be? What was the number one answer? If you could hypnotize your spouse to do one thing, what would it be? And this was the number one answer among surveys. Sam, I'm not going to narrow it down for you. You're a grown man. You got to figure these things out for yourself.
That's a good question, though.
I'm sure neither one of you would ever have hypnotized your spouse to do anything. You all have perfect spouses, right?
Not even know how to hypnotize.
Perfect. Practically perfect in every way.
I don't even hold a gold watch on a chain that I would have to... You're getting sleepy.
No, for Trey, you might have to do it.
Yeah, I might have to.
All right, so I presume you all have your answers written down. 270-259-6000 if you qualify to win, and we'll wait to see what the responses are. I sent an email, Dennis. I think I forwarded a tweet to you last week, and it was O.J. Simpson related, and I think I got the impression that maybe my humor was too soon. Is that fair to say?
Sad. Sad.
I didn't get it. I didn't get my typical response from you, so I presume maybe it was
you and Alex. I'll tell you what.
Soon.
Alex was there with a little corp himself that day, and I was like, oh.
Alex knew who O.J. Simpson was?
Well, just the social media O.J. Simpson.
Sure.
Yes.
Well, the owners of the infamous Ford Bronco used in the Chase. Yeah, it wasn't Chase. It was more like a parade. But they are wanting to sell it for $1.5 million.
Oh,
the Al Cowling driven, OJ owned white Ford Bronco. They would like to sell it for $1.5 million.
Wow.
It has been on loan, by the way. You might have seen it.
In Gatlinburg, right?
Yes, it's been on. It's actually Pigeon Forge. It's been on loan to the Alcatraz East Crime Museum in Pigeon Forge since 2016.
Wow.
Dennis, you're a collector. Or are you going to say that's Doug money?
That's Doug money.
Yeah, that's
you
Doug
took
money.
The words right out of my mouth. That's my phrase. That's Doug money.
It would look good out front at your office.
Doug, actually, he has a lot of autograph collectibles. He may have something O.J. Simpson signed, but I doubt he would want that.
But he doesn't have the Bronco signed.
He doesn't have the Bronco.
Nor will he ever.
No, it's hard to get him
to sign it now.
It'd be a tough get.
That's true.
It would be a tough get at this point. So anyway, you all maybe put your money together and invest. And apparently three different people own it. So you put a couple people together, and maybe you all can...
Just a couple.
We would call that a consortium of investors. Harrison Ford is in the news, not really making headlines, but it always puzzled me when Harrison Ford, all of a sudden, as a grown man, playing Indiana Jones, playing some of the more macho roles ever, suddenly one day Harrison Ford shows up with an earring. And it always puzzled me. Like, Han Solo does not have an earring.
Yeah, what's that story?
I could see
Indiana
you pull that off, though.
Jones does not have an earring. I have never wanted an earring.
Yeah.
Blame Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, I saw this.
He said, I remember one day that a long, some might say, boozy lunch with Jimmy Buffett and Ed Bradley. It was Bradley's birthday. Ed Bradley has an earring, too. I saw both of them had earrings, so right after lunch, I got my ear pierced. That's just how infectious Jimmy's coolness is.
Hmm.
I didn't know Jimmy had an earring. That wouldn't have made me want one anymore.
this gathering that they did to honor him or remember him. You know, you have these legendary stars of John Bon Jovi up there, right? Like, he's up there, all these Sheryl Crow, and then all of a sudden they pan over, and there's Indiana Jones standing there singing Margaritaville with all of these other stars. So I didn't know that connection. I didn't know that connection of friendship, so that was interesting. I was like,
I can't wait to see that
special. One of these things does not belong.
Yeah, that Hollywood Bowl special that they're doing is going to be, I can't wait to see it on TV. And then I did not, I accidentally didn't press the plus button, even though I've been looking forward to it for weeks. But the Billy Joel MSG 100th special was on CBS Sunday night. But because of the Masters, everything was running along. It didn't start till 9:30. Well, they cut it off in the middle of Piano Man, and the world went crazy. Like, people who were watching the special said, you can't cut off Billy Joel in the middle of Piano Man. And so CBS is replaying it this Friday night, and there will be no Heidi moment where they end it early. They will be playing it to its entirety, and if you cannot wait until then, it is on Paramount Plus. So if you want to watch it multiple times, you can see it on Paramount Plus, but it comes to free TV. There will be no preemption during Piano Man. Can't be doing that. Got to get to a break. We'll come back, figure out the water cooler question winner. Got Chart Topper, Point Ponder, more on the way. MB's Point to Ponder for today. What movie do you believe everyone should watch at least once? This was really hard for me because I can think of several movies that people should watch.
My gut reaction to that is the 78 Superman the movie. The first movie with Christopher Reeve as Superman. Just a classic, one of the first superhero movie that started this trend we're on now in 2024. But
you've got me. Who's got you?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Margot Kidder. That's her line. I mean, I would, if you've not seen Saving Private Ryan, you got to see Saving Private Ryan. It's one, it's really good, but it should make you more grateful. But I can come up with a list of movies like that. But if I'm going to follow Dennis, I'd say Forrest Gump. You got to see Forrest Gump.
Yeah, that's a good
one. I mean, it's if you've not seen it, it's a cinematic marvel. But I can come up with a bunch of Tom Hanks movies that you should see. Sam, what should everyone see?
Gosh. What about like a classic of like The Lion King?
All right. Yeah. I wondered about that. You might say Lion King. 30th anniversary of that, by the way. They're having a big special at the Hollywood Bowl where they're playing the score of it and then they're singing some of the songs from the Broadway production. So you might be going to that. The water cooler question was, if you could hypnotize your spouse to do one thing, what would it be? The number one answer was clean the house. So let's edit the question. A survey of women asked if you could hypnotize your spouse to do one thing. Men weren't saying clean the house.
I put laundry.
It's true.
Hey, just that's not what we were. That's not what men were choosing. Yeah. Sam, I did not see anyone answer. I saw some chores. I saw some, but it had to be more specific. Did you see? I didn't see anyone with the correct answer. So Dennis gets the tickets. Congratulations, Dennis.
Well, I'll already be there, but okay. My fan club can come.
That's right. You can get a couple of people in for free.
Trey cannot come, though, because he's working.
Okay. Good. Good.
Lopez versus Lopez on NBC tonight and on NBC Password. Jimmy Fallon will be the host of that show. Today's highlight in history, this date in 1963, Martin Luther King Jr. wrote his letter from Birmingham jail. Michael Jordan played his last NBA game this date, 2003. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is 77. Bill Belichick is 72. Alan Barkin is 70. Martin Lawrence is 59. John Cryer is 59. Peter Billingsley is 53. Ralphie is 5-3 today.
Wow.
And Claire Foy, who played Queen Elizabeth on The Crown first, is 40 today.
She's my favorite.
Yeah, she was the best. Gone, but not. They're all good, but she's my favorite.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't say the middle one is probably my least favorite.
Yep, agreed.
Imelda Stanton was my second favorite. Wilbur Wright, 1867. Charlie Chaplin in 1889. Catherine Scorsese, Martin Scorsese's mom. She was a famous actress. I did not know. Hmm. Martin Scorsese had a famous mother. She was born in 1912. Henry Mancini, born in 1924. Pope Benedict in 1927. Lots of Pope talk this week. Dusty Springfield in 1939. Jerry Rafferty in 1947. Without Jerry Rafferty, Dave Ramsey wouldn't have a show. He would have no music to play at the beginning of his shows.
Well, Edmondson County has to thank for Rafferty, right, as well.
I suppose you're right.
I don't know if that's just a coincidence or if that's, I don't really know how it got this name.
I think there's no relation, but I don't know that for sure. 1955. Sam, you got us covered. Okay, there you go.
Born on Vest a mountain in Tennessee, the greenest state in the land of the free. Raised in the woods, so he knew every tree, and killed him a bar when he was only three.
Dennis, do you prefer the Bill Hayes version or the Fess Parker version of the Ballad of Davy Crockett? I'll let you think about it for a minute.
Neither. I don't know.
The Beatles in 64.
This one.
I buy you a diamond ring, my friend, if that makes you feel all right. Okay, gotta move forward. Gotta go. Tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. Tony Orlando and Don in 73. Let's see if I can get to the chorus. Thank you for your service, Tony. I appreciate you. Let's go to 82, the Go-Go's. We got the beat. Down Home, Alabama in 91. Maria Santana in 2000. Lady Gaga, Poker Face in 09. I Like It, Cardi B in 2018. All right, MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today says, in dreams and in love, there are no impossibilities. In dreams and in love, there are no impossibilities. MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Remember, God loves you and I do too. If you don't know Jesus, let me know and I'll introduce you. Look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for another edition of our show. For Dennis Cook, for Sam Gormley, I'm MB. You're in the know.